This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Module 4, Performance and Breach Detailed Analysis. 1. Obligations and Discharge. In contract law, the performance of obligations and the conditions under which these obligations are discharged are central concepts. Understanding these principles is essential for assessing contract completion, breaches, and potential remedies. Performance Standards. Performance to Agreed Standards. A contract must be performed to the standards and terms as agreed upon by the parties. This includes meeting the quality, time, and manner specifications laid out in the contract. Substantial performance. In some cases, a party's performance may be considered sufficient if it substantially complies with the contractual terms, albeit with minor deviations. Substantial performance still entitles the performing party to payment, possibly minus damages for the minor deviations. Jacob and Youngs v. Kent, 1921. This case demonstrated substantial performance, where a contractor's failure to use a specified brand of pipe was considered a minor breach, allowing the contractor to still receive payment minus the cost of the deviation. Discharge by agreement. Mutual rescission. The parties can mutually agree to rescind the contract, effectively releasing each other from their obligations. Novation. A new contract replaces the old one, usually involving a new party. Accord and satisfaction. An agreement, accord, and its execution, satisfaction, replace an existing obligation with a new one. Discharge by performance. Complete performance. When all terms and conditions of the contract are fulfilled, the contract is discharged by performance. Tender of performance. An offer to perform that is unjustifiably refused can discharge the offering party. Discharge by operation of law. Impossibility or impracticability. If unforeseeable events make performance impossible or impracticable, the parties may be discharged from their obligations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Frustration of purpose. If the fundamental purpose of the contract is frustrated by factors beyond the control of the parties, the contract may be discharged. Bankruptcy. Discharge of obligations through a bankruptcy proceeding. 2. Breach of contract. A breach of contract occurs when a party fails to perform an obligation owed under the contract. Understanding the types of breaches and their legal implications is crucial for determining the appropriate remedies. Anticipatory repudiation. Definition. Anticipatory repudiation occurs when a party unequivocally indicates that they will not perform their contractual obligations before the performance is due. Remedies. The non-breaching party can treat the repudiation as an immediate breach and seek remedies or wait for the time of performance to see if the repudiating party will perform. Herxta v. De La Tour, 1853. This case established that a party can sue for anticipatory breach before the performance date. Material v. Minor breach. Material breach. A breach is material if it goes to the essence of the contract, significantly impairing the contract's value. It entitles the non-breaching party to all remedies for breach of contract, including termination of the contract and damages. Minor, non-material breach. This occurs when the breach is not significant enough to impair the contract's value. The non-breaching party is still required to perform but can seek damages for the breach. Material v. Minor in case law. The determination of whether a breach is material or minor is often fact-specific and can vary based on case law interpretations. In conclusion, understanding performance, discharge, and breach in contract law is critical for any legal practitioner. These concepts form the basis for evaluating contractual obligations, addressing non-performance issues, and implementing appropriate legal remedies. They are not just academic concepts, but are the tools that will enable you to navigate the complexities of legal disputes and provide effective counsel to your clients. Remember, the law is a blend of precision and flexibility. While the principles are clear, their application often depends on the specific circumstances of each case. Your ability to analyze and apply these principles to real-life scenarios will be key to your success on the bar exam and in your legal career. Stay dedicated and thorough in your studies. Each concept you master is a step towards becoming a proficient and successful legal professional.